Well, there can be several things. The most common is you get excess growth of algae in the water. So if there are a lot of nutrients in the water and the light can get into the water down to some depth, then the algae grow to quite high levels and it will look sort of greenish and murky. If it gets really bad, it can actually smell a little bit, and there can be some toxic species and things like that. But that's probably the most common thing when people see sort of not clear water and think it's polluted somehow.
What else causes the water to appear murky?
Yeah, so there are two other things, and one I'll just say quickly and probably don't want to go deeper into it. There are dissolved materials, so just like putting a tea bag in hot water, there's soluble carbon that comes out, and it makes the water stained, is one way to look at it. And that certainly does happen. By and large, that's a natural process, and it varies from one river to another. The more important one, and what happens in many cases, is you have particles of silt and soil and things like that that are stirred up into the water. And so they won't let light penetrate. They make the river look sort of brown. And many people interpret this as a sign of bad water. So they certainly, if the water looks brown and murky, they certainly don't want to drink it, and sometimes they don't want to swim in it either.
During periods of heavy rain and snowmelt, this murkiness in the rivers makes sense. But what causes this murkiness in a drier time of year, say fall?
Yeah, so in rivers such as the Hudson that have a tide, so the water actually changes direction, goes back and forth four times a day, what can happen is the currents generated by that tide are strong enough to pick particles up off the bottom, and those particles are resuspended, as we say, into the water column. So it's as though you took a bucket that perhaps had a little layer of mud on the bottom, and if you just let it sit there, everything will settle out and stay on the bottom, and the water will get clear. But if you stir that water up somehow by shaking the bucket or mixing it up somehow, obviously it gets murky again. And in the case of the Hudson, that's exactly what happens. Four times a day, the tidal currents are sufficient that it picks up some of the material off the bottom and kicks it up into the water column.
Now, 1% of sunlight hitting the water's surface penetrates 3 feet down. Is it known what effect this murkiness has on river ecosystems?
Yes, so that has several consequences. One is it tends to not allow a lot of algal growth, because just imagine the river's 20 feet deep and water's only getting to 3 feet, then the rest of the water doesn't get any light and the algae can't grow. So in some ways, it's helpful. It also affects to some extent how deep plants that are rooted to the bottom can occur. And so, for instance, in the Hudson, we don't see plants below about 6 feet. They simply never get any daylight, and so they simply can't grow down there.